Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Nancy Roth, the Managing Director for the Kelowna Historical Society, to talk about their new museum that they're currently working on.
We're actually working on a new museum. We started that last year, and we are slowly fundraising. What that building will consist of is it actually highlights pre-Kelowna. So before Kelowna ever existed, we're going to be showing off all of the little pioneer communities, as we call them, that surrounded us, Richmond, Joetown, Frytown. So there's going to be a little bit of history about them. We did put in the new building, which is finished room, is the Kelowna High School alumni room. That is a finished piece. But the rest of the museum is going to contain history of the local businesses in Kelowna. So it's going to have little replicas of, for example, the general store, the hardware store, the lumber yard. They'll all be highlighted within this new museum. I know there's a lot of people that have lived in Kelowna their whole lives. I know a lot of them say, yeah, I come down to the village for Fall Festival, but not many of them have come in and gone through the buildings in detail and have learned about all the buildings. It's kind of shocking how many haven't. Now, the kids are kind of a different story because we're now working with our local schools, including a few in Washington, that are bringing the kids here on school tours. And so we're not only educating them on things that they're learning in class, we're taking that and incorporating in what we have here at the village to teach them a little history in general, but about the Kelowna area too.
And then for those people that you mentioned who have lived in Kelowna who may skip out on some of the things on the museum, what exactly are they missing out on?
Well, I think they're missing out on a lot because we've actually dug up a lot more history that a lot of us weren't aware of, or stories have been told for a number of years that were not true. And those were all dug up from researching for this new museum. So there was, I guess I thought I knew quite a bit of history, but there's a lot of new things that I have learned personally. And I've worked here now for 13 years that I never knew about. So, I know everybody doesn't have time. We're all busy. We all have crazy lives. But I think once people come here and they really do not understand what all we have behind the doors of each of those buildings, I think they'd be pleasantly surprised as to what we have. The kids always seem to enjoy themselves. One highlight for the kids is ringing the old school bell in the one-room schoolhouse. But if you got, a day that you're looking for an activity for your kids and yourself to do, come on over.
What's the estimated timeline on it, or if there is one?
Well, that's a good question. We've applied for several grants. We've been turned down on a few of them, but we're still plugging away. It's probably going to be at least a couple more years before we get enough money raised to get everything finished the way we are. And two, one thing that we probably are not even sure about ourselves, but learning from creating the alumni room, you don't realize how much detail goes into making something really what you want it to be. So once we start construction of all of these business buildings, I think it'll be a lot more tedious than what we're anticipating, but we're hoping that people will catch wind of it. And I know we've got a lot of people out there that are interested in history or are retired and would, that like to build things. We're looking for people that'll be willing to come in and help us build these structures. We know there's a lot of people out there that are probably related to, let's say, somebody that owned one of the hardware stores. If you've got pictures or old artifacts, we are looking for donations because these buildings are all going to be full. It'd be like you're walking in, let's say, to an old general store. So we're going to be looking for artifacts that an old general store would have stocked. So there's a lot of things that we feel that the community can get involved in, whether it's a donation, whether it's just curiosity on the history or building. We're here. We'd love to hear from you and, you know, have you help us.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Nancy Roth, Managing Director for the Kelowna Historical Society. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.